Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is sponsored by Southern Climate Solutions, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Oh my goodness, a beautiful sunshiny morning here on the Gulf Coast, right, Lisa?
It is, and it's great for Thanksgiving week to have this kind of weather.
It truly is something to be thankful for. I have to say, it's nice to go outside, and it doesn't feel as damp as it usually does.
It's true. Very true. It is a little breezy today. Doesn't feel quite as damp, but you know how we always talk about it when I'm on air and in our business. It's just one of those things of the Gulf Coast that even though it doesn't feel humid, it's something that we always deal with. So even when those temps, you know, start to drop this time of year, although, you know, beautiful, it's like perfect today, right? It's just not always as obvious, you know, how humid it is out there. But here in the South, we're blessed with high humidity 12 months out of the year. And that's, you know, always what we focus on in Southern climate. Most people just don't realize how humidity can create a lot of issues, you know, in our homes and our businesses. It can create, you know, what we call, you hear about sick home syndrome or sick building syndrome. Mm-hmm. And that's related to mold, but that's because the high humidity in our shallow water tables create that excess moisture, and that moisture collects in our homes. And when you have that, that's what leads to the mold growth. And it can lead to some serious health problems too. So it's not only home, but it's your family and your health. So it's important, you know, living in our climate, to be aware of what's going on in your home so that both you, your family, and your home stay healthy. Again, at Southern Climate, it's what we do. We create permanent solutions to control that indoor environment, to make sure that excess moisture is controlled, right? You can never take it all away. You have to keep it healthy. And when you keep those levels of indoor RH under control at healthy levels, that's what prevents mold. So everyone's concern with, you know, mold, it's that underlying, that moisture that, you know, that's driving that.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, you know, quick story. I was talking to my sister who was visiting friends in Fort Myers, and she actually said that one of her closest friends started getting really sick. They couldn't figure out what was happening. Did all these tests, turned out they had a high amount of mold in their home. And so, yeah. You know, just on that note, I mean, and now she's dealing with side effects and everything, but sure. Are there signs in your home that you can look for that says that your indoor humidity is too high?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And that's sort of what you want to avoid, is one of those signs is being sick, right? Mm. But one of the most common things that people experience, especially this time of the year, as we're getting into it being colder outside and warmer inside, is condensation on your windows, right? On the inside of your windows. So if your windows are dripping, or your AC vents are dripping, that's due to high indoor humidity. And that extra moisture, you know, it creates that petri dish effect in your home. Another sign is musty odors, musty smell, that is mold and fungi. It's just what it is. It's not the way an old house smells or anything else. That's a sign of mold spores. And we get a lot of calls, you know, from folks that have cupping floors. People don't always understand that if your hardwood floors are cupping, they're holding extra moisture. That's what leads to that expansion and contraction. I mean, we've run into some, you know, you walk in and it's nothing but a wave, you know, in these homes. But those are all signs that you can look for, that you're dealing with, you know, a moisture issue in your home, and potentially that unhealthy home. And, you know, I will say, and I always like to say it, because we've run into so many people that have those cupping floors, that they're replacing the floors. So if you have that issue, don't replace the floors. Give us a call. Our solutions are permanent. They slowly pull that moisture out of your floors. Your floors will lay back down flat. But those are the main signs. And of course, like you mentioned, you know, not feeling well, you know, go back to what's going on inside your home. If you're, you know, if you're having, you know, any kind of symptoms, not starting to feel well, because mold can really have a bad effect on people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yep. Like I just mentioned, you know, our friend who's going through just the side effects of whatever, I think it was her breathing mostly, but I also have heard of people yep. who end up with brain damage when it comes to being affected by humidity inside of the home. And so people living in it can be affected, right?
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, they look at a lot of things, you know, mold related. There's a lot of chronic issues that are a sign of, you know, excess moisture that has led to mold, you know, in your home. So things like chronic sinusitis, chronic cold-like symptoms or skin irritations. Like you said, you know, a lot of people, they'll have breathing issues, respiratory issues, you know, those kind of things. But there are all kinds of studies going on, you know, all the time with mold, because mold is the underlying factor. It's one of the main causes of those chronic issues. But there are also studies that go on all the time looking at its relationship to, you know, Alzheimer's and, you know, asthma, you know, promoting, especially people that have, you know, compromised immune systems, you know, young children, older people, and how that's affecting. So, you know, you mentioned brain issues. I don't know if I'd call it brain damage, but there are definitely studies that are looking at, you know, could, you know, mold be an underlying cause, or how does it affect us neurologically? You know, we run into lots of folks that experience, you know, a lot of different things, or, you know, people who have had mold in their homes that decide, oh, I'm just going to clean it up. My goodness. And the worst thing is they think they can clean it up with Clorox, which, you know, isn't the way to clean up mold. But when you think, if you can see mold, think about what you can't see. So you go over there with, you know, a spray bottle and Clorox, and you start cleaning up this mold. It's those spores, there are millions of spores are then released, right? Mm-hmm. And they go floating around the room. And then you inhale them. And that's where people get into trouble. So, you know, that thing about Clorox, you know, be very careful with that. And if you do touch any kind of mold, just, you know, put a mask on, you know, protect yourself. But, you know, the best way to take care of, you know, little spots of fungi or mold is actually borax. And you can get it, you know, you can go into the box, you know, the big stores, and just, it's in the laundry section, but borax, vinegar, water, things like that, not Clorox. Clorox won't do it for you, but always be careful and mask up. You know, it's not like you have to call a mold remediator to clean little spots up or anything like that. You can do it, but you have to be very careful, because when those spores start to go airborne, you know, you have to think about breathing those in. And one spore gets, you know, you get lodged in your lung, and then you're looking at really, you can look at serious, serious things like aspergillosis of the lungs and, you know, very long-term issues. And always go get checked if you think that you have mold in your house and you're not feeling well, because the sooner it's identified, and mention it to your, you know, to a doctor, because it's not a normal thing they test for. But if you see that relationship there, definitely mention it. And the most important thing, of course, is to protect yourself against it, and you know, to control that indoor environment and eliminate that excess moisture through, you know, dehumidification, and that'll keep you and your home healthy and safe.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, a part of that, and on top of, like you said, remediation, you think you have a problem, of course, call Southern Climate Solutions, right? Don't just try to do it yourself. I love that tip you just gave, Lisa, about borax. I love borax. It's so good.
Yes.
You clean your tubs, your toilets, your laundry. Like,
yeah,
you clean
absolutely.
Everything. I mean, it really is kind of one of those versatile products that you just keep on your shelf. And I love that you just shared that, because I was always told clean your any mildew you see or any mold spots or spores you see on the windowsills with bleach, and I can't use bleach, and I was always like, man, what am I going to clean it with? So I love that little tip.
There you go.
Excellent. But on top of the remediation, you also always teach us here on the Pensacola Expert Panel to never stop there. Like, it's not just remediation is the end all be all, it's also keeping control on your indoor relative humidity. So let's talk more about the healthy levels of indoor relative humidity.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we are not remediators, we are preventers, right? So our solutions prevent mold, right? When you control that indoor environment, you're actually controlling what promotes the mold. What the underlying cause of that mold is moisture. So you can remediate time and time again and spend a lot of money to do it, but if you don't deal with that underlying issue of moisture, it will grow back, and mold will grow back within 72. It'll start growing back within 72 hours if those conditions exist. So what you want to do is really get to those healthy levels of indoor relative humidity. And at Southern Climate, we like to keep indoor RH between 40% and 50%. That's very healthy, and it's reasonable for our climate. Those levels promote superior indoor air quality, and they prevent mold. And just to throw this out there, people who are going to monitor it, 60% is the threshold for mold growth. So if in your home you are 60% or over and you're staying there consistently, that's the point in which mold can grow. So that 40 to 50% is where you want to be. Another interesting thing about 50% relative humidity is that it's being studied heavily, and it's found to be the safest level of indoor RH when we're dealing with viruses. And that's because virus becomes less viable, and it's very difficult to transmit. So it's less transmissible at 50% indoor RH. So in today's world, right, that becomes very important, especially with COVID. So sort of a double positive effect. You know, you're able to control that indoor environment, you make it healthy, it's superior indoor air quality, you're preventing mold, and viruses become less ideal, right? They're less transmissible at that ideal level of 50%.
Okay, excellent. Hey, I just want to remind you that if you have a question for Lisa, she is here with Southern Climate Solutions. We are talking not just mold remediation, but prevention in your home. I absolutely love that. In fact, 850-437-1620, we have a text on our text line, a question and a comment. Beachside houses can be a nightmare for controlling moisture. Yes, it can be. Can you talk just a little bit more about how you can help lower the moisture levels in a Pensacola beach home?
Yeah, well, we do a lot of work out at Pensacola Beach, here's the thing: it's not just the beach, right? You don't have to be coastal to deal with humidity. Our entire Gulf Coast region, right, deals with humidity. So you're getting that blast on the beach. We do a lot of work out there. We do a lot of work in condos. So in small spaces and in homes, and basically it's just a matter of which type of home you have that drives the application for how to control your indoor RH. It all comes back to the same idea of, regardless of what type of home you have, you can control that indoor RH. We can draw that excess moisture out of your home with the right solution. And the way we determine the right solution is to come over, take a look at your home. Is it on grade? Is it off grade? Is it a condo? What kind of spaces? Inside, high ceilings, do you have an attic space? So those assessments that we do are always free. We do some testing and some reading, moisture level readings, and then we'll put a recommendation and, you know, in front of you in a scope of work. But again, it's always free to do. It'll give you some insight as to what's going on in your home. And, you know, and then we go from there. But, you know, particularly on the beach, you know, and dealing if, you know, we have a lot of folks over there that own homes that are here once in a while and then rent them out. So you have to, you know, you also think about the guests coming in and out of your home and that the liability that potentially presents. We deal with a lot of those folks that want to make sure that when guests are coming in, their home is at those healthy RH levels, mm-hmm. not only for the not only for the prevention of mold and the control of that indoor environment, but for the energy savings, right? You got to remember, a drier home is a cooler home. Mm. So there's less need to, you know, move that AC down, you know, and keep it colder. You want to keep it dry and cool versus cold and clammy. So if you're thinking about a solution over there on the beach, definitely give us a call. I'm happy to talk to you at 850-319-7489.
Yes, dry and cool. And it also yes. means comfortable when it's dry and cool.
That's exactly right.
You don't want clammy.
It absolutely promotes that comfort. And people notice that right away. First thing they notice is the smell. If there's a musty smell, they'll notice the smell go away. Second thing they notice is how much more comfortable they are in their home, because once you remove that moisture, you eliminate that clammy feel, right? And you're just cool. So you're at 77, 78 degrees and you're cool. Imagine that, instead of being 70 degrees and cold and clammy. So that's where we like to put people.
Yes. And also, not to mention, so if you are doing an Airbnb or you rent your beach house out, or you even just have people come and stay in your beach home or condo, yeah. you know, for family visits, the holiday season is coming up. A lot of people are traveling in and out. One of the things, and you talked about this a while back, something new that you're using at Southern Climate Solutions that's actually effective at killing the COVID-19 virus as well as other viruses. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, we're so this is brand new technology. We're really excited about it, and creates superior indoor air quality and a minimal risk environment. And we're doing that with what we call our Shield product, which is an intense UV light ring that we place inside of the ductwork of the dehumidification system. So this method, the air, right, air's always passing through the duct. It disinfects all the air in the room in real time as it passes through the system. Extremely effective and safe. Been through all the testing with it. So we use it both in commercial and residential applications paired with DHU. And we have a more modular unit for larger commercial work, like buildings with big chillers and coil systems. And those are custom engineered grids that are placed in the plenum, which is also in a whole building solution. So if you think about these techniques and you think about how, say, a building's HVAC works, the air passes through the system to this central place, right? And it passes over the coils, right, to be cooled in the summer, heated in the winter. And that's where we place these UV light microchambers that are effective for air disinfection. So it allows for continuous compounding disinfection of the air. And there's a lot more about that system on our website, southernclimatesolutions.com, under air purification, and also on our sister company's website, freedomairtechnologies.com, where you can actually see some photos of the devices and read about the benefits in creating minimal risk environments. But, you know, creating Shield, it went hand in hand with our mission, right, at Southern Climate, of creating superior indoor air quality. So controlling that excess moisture is the foundation, right, in our area. And because excess moisture in the air just breeds mold, virus, all those pathogens, you know, whether it's mold, virus, or bacteria, right, it sort of falls under umbrella. So we're really excited, you know, about Shield and combining it with, you know, our dehumidification solutions. But, you know, again, it all goes back to first and foremost controlling that moisture.
Yes, absolutely. Controlling the moisture. And I love that you mentioned like the shield technology yes. goes alongside of controlling your moisture. And so how do people monitor their indoor relative humidity?
You want to pick up a hygrometer. You know, even the colors of people thinking about it, they may think they have a problem, but they're, you know, not so sure what that indoor RH is inside their home. Go out to one of the box stores, grab a hygrometer. Everyone that lives in our area should really have them. I talk about it on every show. They're not expensive. You know, think about it. It's close to Christmas. It'd be make a great Christmas gift, right, for people, your loved ones that you're concerned about, you know, to for them to know what's going on inside their house. Ensure that you're below that 60%. If you're not, you know, you start thinking about, you know, needing that moisture control solution inside your home. And always, I'll mention it again, that threshold for mold being 60% and the healthy levels being 40 to 50%. You know, mold is not all, we talk about the signs, mold's not always obvious. You may never see it. There are a lot of molds that are clear. You actually may smell it before you see it, so keep that musty odor idea, you know, in mind. And also that it grows on anything organic. So, you know, you may see a little fungi around your windows or here or there, your ceiling, your vents, you know, but mold grows on, you know, carpet, it grows on curtains, your bedding, your couches, anything organic. So, and that's, you know, when you may have that smell present without ever seeing it, because, you know, it's some molds are clear, obviously it's microscopic, but, you know, your nose always knows, you know, what's going on inside your house.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and if you pick up on a smell, you definitely want to look into it, whether it's the mold or if it's like an animal in your walls. You got to keep an eye
That's
on
That's right. Exactly right.
And it's getting cold out, so they tried to get in there, don't they? hey, we have about 3 minutes left together, Lisa. So I want to talk about just any other benefits that we receive when we come to Southern Climate Solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, the basis is superior indoor air quality and that mold prevention, right? Such a big thing. Most people don't even realize you can prevent mold. You know, you do not have to go through remediation after remediation. You control that indoor environment and you eliminate the ability for mold to grow. A lot of people don't realize that there are a lot of molds out there that eat the cellulose in wood. So you end up with structural issues. So by controlling that, you know, environment, and I'll talk about crawl space, right? That's where a lot of, if you're a crawl space owner of a crawl space home, your problems start there. We see a lot of mold in crawl space. We can see structural damage and issues in crawl space because of mold. So preventing structural damage is definitely a benefit. Moisture attracts termites. You know, and other moisture-seeking pests. So, you know, in that respect, we can avoid, you know, those situations where termites sort of will go to the next house, right? Because they don't like a dry space. And energy savings, right? I mentioned before, mm-hmm. you know, a drier environment's a cooler environment. A lot of our customers see 10, 20, 25% energy savings because they're able to move their thermostat from 70 degrees to 77 degrees very, very comfortably, because when you remove that moisture, it's naturally cooler. If you think about it, in terms of money, for every degree that you raise your thermostat, you can save 3 to 5% on your energy bills. So raise that thermostat 5 to 6 degrees, you're looking at, you know, 15-20% savings. That's another you know, great benefit of our solution.
Yes, absolutely. So many different benefits, so much that we have covered today. And just a reminder, hey, you know what? Everybody asks like what you want for the holiday season. Maybe just think ahead into having a healthy home when it comes to this season. It's worth everything.
Absolutely it is. And if people want any more information, they can always go to our website at southernclimatesolutions.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Southern Climate Solutions LLC, or you need to chat it out, we're always happy to talk through problems that are going on or just things going on in your house. Call Mike at 850-319-7489. He'd be happy to talk things through. And always remember, all of our assessments are free.
Absolutely. Yes. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Lisa. It was such a pleasure talking to you today, and a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.